Now, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the state of hip hop,
but then you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
We're just gonna focus on the actual objective details of this specific track. Let's just say it like that, because I don't want to come off as a hater, right? I like Sexy Red, I like Glorilla, but enough is enough, man.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Like, sometimes I listen to certain musical quality, and you know, at the end of the day, they may be trying their best, but
I just don't like it, man.
Just don't like it.
I just don't like that shit, man. Go take care of your kids, man.
I'm not gonna lie to you. As far as this particular track from Pluto titled Motion, like I said, we're just gonna stick to the objective details surrounding the track. So featuring Sexy Red and Noski, I think that's how you said it, the artist name. It's an emerging Atlanta rapper, I believe. So, you know, shout out to Pluto for putting on up and coming rappers from Atlanta. As you already know, based on her name, that she's very inspired and heavily influenced from the artist's Future, right? Her viral hit was, of course, Wim Whammy, which I believe I covered her before. And yeah, I covered her before on the track Pluto and Sexy Red, Wim Whammy. So it seems like Sexy Red is really taking her under her wing as far as giving her alley-oops and hopping on her track. You know, it's very apparent who pays attention to certain marketing strategies from the superstars in the hip-hop game. Sexy Red knows her cachet, her status. So giving alley-oops to underground rappers from Atlanta, even though Sexy Red's from St. Louis, is still essential to your rise, right? And with that being said, the main thing I will say about this track, Motion, is that Pluto definitely has motion, right? As far as her album, Pluto World, coming out October 10th, safe to say that she is capturing the authentic trap feel of Atlanta rap. That is one thing I will say. It seems like she's being very authentically herself as far as the deliverance of the energy and vibe, which is why partnering with a person like Sexy Red is the most obvious route as far as a marketing strategy, right? So if they would have missed that one, that would have been pretty bad. Like, Sexy Red's out here and you still ain't trying to contact her as the management or the team behind Pluto. So anyways, getting back into Pluto, right? I think looking at Wim Whammy peaking at number 51 on the Billboard, because she's not on the charts right now, but it did peak at number 51 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is a huge accomplishment. No matter if it was for 1 week, 2 weeks, getting up there is a hard accomplishment in itself. So it's safe to say Pluto indeed, objectively speaking, had a hit. So with this lead up to Pluto World coming out October 10th, hopefully it doesn't get overshadowed by anything else that will be dropping around the same time as far as in the hip hop world. You know, I always say my sources are made it up, but October is going to be a fun month. Let's just put it like that.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So that being said, Pluto putting out this album in October, it's going to be very hard as far as in the hip hop perspective to drum up certain engagement. But I do believe that she's definitely going the right route of having Sexy Red on the track. A lot of playlists like Rap Caviar, even Spotify New Music is giving her and showing her a lot of love. So the team behind her seems to be heavily invested in seeing her success, which, going off of who she's under, it makes all the sense in the world. UMG Recordings is who Pluto is under as far as a major label. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that UMG has a whopping 64% in the entire music industry. Warner currently has 26%, Sony has 6%, and then others, which is individuals, independent acts, and smaller labels, they have a whopping 5%. So the big dogs of the music industry, as far as Universal, Warner, and I don't know so much as Sony. Sony kind of 6% compared to independents having 5%. I mean, Sony may lose the top three slot if they keep slacking like this, but I'm going to give them some grace, because UMG does have, not only does UMG have K-pop Demon Hunters, but they also have Morgan Wallen, and then of course they also have Sabrina Carpenter from the I think they have Sabrina, right? Let me make sure. Yeah, UMG also has Sabrina Carpenter. So when it comes to UMG, they have a lot of the top dogs who just percolating all over the top. I mean, literally the top 100 has 30 UMG art. No, the top 50, excuse me. The top 50 has 30 UMG artists. Now, not individually. I'm just talking about artists who's under UMG. UMG is listed on 30 out of the top 50 Billboard top 50 tracks. Just to showcase what type of big dog Universal Music Group is in this music landscape. So going back to Pluto, her putting out this track under Universal Music Group, having Sexy Red on it, and ironically, it's titled Motion. I do believe this could have some type of appeal on the tracks, on the charts. But Lotto, Ice Spice, seems like, I'm not saying it won't, but seems like their track will not have the type of impact that they thought it would, having two icon, well, not, whoa, not that word.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Having two artists. Ooh, I was about to throw out the I word. That's crazy. No, the only icon is Onika Tanya Mirage.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Having two artists ending a beef to put out a track together, you would think it would chart higher than it did. And then it realized that it doesn't seem like it's going to chart at all. Let me see right quick. I'm looking at my future chart predictions. Yeah, I'm not seeing Gat anywhere. That's crazy. I bet you that music video went diamond. All right, my fault.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Maybe I'm mistaken, but seems like it's going to be a Flopasaurus Rex. But yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to give him some grace because I think it will show up as new. Yeah, I don't see it at all. Dang. Sad day in history. But, you know, for Lotto, I don't know if she's under Universal. I think Lotto's under another label. So let me look this up. You know, you got to do your journalistic due diligence. You know what I'm saying? We don't be spreading the fake news around here. Yeah, Lotto's under Stream Cut and RCA Records. I don't know who in the world, what is Stream Cut under? I think that's probably under Warner. Stream Cut, RCA Records. Let me see. What major label is it under? Because obviously, that's kind of crazy to not debut at all, having a 2 to 3 year beef ending, and then you're on the same track as far as Ice Spice and Lotto. So let me see, it's under RCA Records. Oh, it's under Sony. Oh my goodness. Oh.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, it all makes sense once you start putting the puzzle pieces together. Y'all already know what I just said about Sony as far as them having a whopping 6% of the entire music industry. They tried to pull out all the stops. They was like, y'all going to stop beefing because we are almost less influential than independent acts out here. And guess what? Their marketing PR stunt did not work. Sad day in history. But as far as Pluto, hopefully it does work. And being under Universal, I would give her a higher percentage to actually debut on the charts featuring a Sexy Red and a Nosuke. Hopefully I said that right. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Pluto? What do you think about her latest track, Motion, featuring Sexy Red and Nanosuke? Or Nanosuke? Hopefully I'm saying her name right. And at the end of the day, who do you think is going to be the next up as far as the up-and-coming women rap scene?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.